If you're a fan of the Weekly Hotspot, and I know you are, you know the lovely and talented Ms. Daphne, because she's been a guest on the Hotspot several times. Daphne, I'm so excited that you're going to be one of the mistresses in the Stroke-a-thon. Do you like to watch guys stroking on Skype?
First of all, you do not know how excited I am to be a part of this Stroke-a-thon. I mean, how could you not love watching men stroke and be in the Stroke-a-thon? I absolutely adore, you know, what it is. Part of what it is for me is we get to watch them do something that is so private and so taboo. And how lucky are we, me, especially the voyeur of the century, gets to watch these exhibitionists. It's so much fun. Just so much fun. It is.
Have you ever done a stroke-a-thon before, Daphne?
I have not. That's why I cannot wait. It's like a week's worth of Skype calls all in an hour.
Yes.
That to me just seems like just the epitome of fun. What a great way to spend an hour.
I've heard from a couple of guys that they are a little bit worried because this will be a private Skype room. But the guys will, it will be like a group chat. So if they don't want to see other strokers, there's a way that they can turn it off so they're only watching themselves.
Absolutely.
Which I think is very nice. Erica, you're one of the ones that figured out how to do that. Tell people how to get in touch with you if that makes them nervous at all.
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to do a quick blog on it as well so you could reference it. But Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at EnchantrixEmpire.com. And it's just your Skype settings. You change your view. So if you're technically proficient, just go to your settings and look around. If you're not technically proficient and you're afraid that your Skype is going to blow up if you click too many buttons, send me an email. I'll be happy to get you up to speed.
You know, I have to say, sometimes I think if they can handle their dick, they can handle settings. I mean, really.
People's minds go crazy when it comes to technology sometimes, and they think, I'm going to do one wrong thing and my whole life is going to be over.
Right.
But in reality, most of the things that the casual user does can just be undone.
Well, now I'll admit, you've seen me get really quite verklempt. Some of the technical things, right? And I'm like, Erica, oh my God. Or, you know, I'll be texting someone, oh my God, what did I do? And then I'll text them back like 10 minutes later, oh, user error, fuck me. I'm sorry.
It's a picnic issue. A picnic issue.
Picnic?
Picnic. Problem in chair, not in computer.
I have never heard that before. That's
I've
hilarious.
Never heard that either.
How about an ID10T error?
No.
What's that?
Well, spell it out. Get a piece of paper and write the word ID.
ID.
The number 10 and the letter T. ID10T error.
Oh, stop. Now, stop. You just called me an idiot.
In one of my previous positions, I was the unofficial IT person because I was the only one not afraid of a computer. So I learned a lot and talking with the techs that helped me. That's where I got that stuff from.
Oh, hilarious. That's brilliant.
I'll never forget Picnic. That was nuts.
Daphne, we're all going to keep the full view. So the more guys sign up, the more we're going to have there and available for all of us. Now, can you imagine just row after row of dicks?
That gives me shivers of delight to be able to watch all of that in with my eyeballs. That is just so exciting.
Now, I'm kind of intrigued with you talking about this as a very intimate thing, because you're right. And I sort of forgot that because we see so many men stroking, or certainly we hear so many men stroking.
Masturbation.
So talk a little bit more about the intimacy of it and how exciting that is to be able to share it.
Absolutely. What is so wonderful is that there's just that hesitation to demonstrate. It's almost like being caught touching yourself and doing those things that you're supposed to do behind closed doors. And yet there they are, opening that space for us to be able to watch. And that brings that taboo, that forbiddenness, as well as the excitement of showing off their cock, because we know of all things, guys love showing us their dicks. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to do both of those with those interacting emotions is just so much fun to be a witness to.
I love it.
That's interesting. You are the first person that I've talked to that's a mistress who's going to be participating in the Stroke-a-thon, who talked about being a witness to this. That's a really interesting take.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's actually one of the things that I talk about with the guys as we are moving into Skype, because we know that a lot of the guys will do calls for a long time before they ever dip their toe into Skype. And it takes a lot of, I don't know if bravery
chutzpah
is quite the word. Yeah, chutzpah is a great word. Chutzpah. To be able to expose themselves that way. It takes a lot of trust to be able to do that. And so I'm honored that they're willing to spread their legs and grab their cocks and stroke for us. I think that it's going to be just so wonderful.
Of the guys that you talk to, can you think of a couple that you really, really want to see come to the Stroke-a-thon?
Yes. What's so fun is I've got a chronic masturbator on the phone, and I'm like, okay, look, you could show off your chronic masturbation to so many mistresses. You'd be able to amplify that feeling of just only wanting to jerk off for one person and amplify it. It's almost like that. You tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. And there's just all these women staring at you while you are masturbating. So I'm trying really hard to get him to join. I want him there. And then there are others as well, of course, others who are more timid. And when I was able to explain, like what Miss Erica just did about not having to look at the other guys and how wonderful that is that they're able to just look at themselves or even make their own screen blank if they wanted to. They could just totally minimize it and not even look at it at all. Mm-hmm. And just know that we're looking at them. That's all that counts. We're watching.
Well, you bring up a really good point, because here's the thing. If the guy wants to participate in the Stroke-a-thon, but he doesn't want to be on cam at all, he wants to turn his cam off. He can participate in Stroke-a-thon, get the instructions, do the stroking, participate in it, but he's not eligible for the Stroke-a-thon prizes.
Right.
Because we can't guarantee that he hasn't had an orgasm if we can't see.
Right.
Then he could always go,
exactly.
Mute his mic and then have an orgasm and say, no, I'm still going. And meanwhile, he's like, tissues flying all over the place. Got his beer in his hand going, yeah.
Now, there is a halfway between that, because we've all had guys on cam who wear masks that wear a ski mask, or you can wear a Richard Nixon mask for all I care. You can wear any kind of mask that you want. You can wear a freaking paper bag over your head. There's a million ways to disguise yourself.
And no, don't show your face.
Right,
just
exactly.
Just your dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But there are some guys, because there's a couple guys that I've talked to who are like, I don't want to masturbate. I don't want to be on cam doing that, but I want the instructions. I talk to them and I'm like, leave it off. There will be prizes mm-hmm. for the guys that turn off their camera, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be the same prizes as the guys that we can guarantee they haven't come. 30 minutes of phone time with the mistress of your choice on us is mm-hmm. the top prize. Like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stroking can happen in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Daphne?
A lot of edging, a lot of denial.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Exactly. So if guys have questions or they want some cock stroking training, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Sure. I've got several avenues. In Skype, if they want to text me in Skype, which is fantastic, I am Enchantrix Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, in my email, daphne@enchantrixempire.com, and Twitter, @DaphneTease, T-E-A-S-E.
Now remember, guys, the deadline to sign up for Strokeathon is September 15th. Register at thejackoffclub.com. Or when you call Daphne, ask the dispatcher for details. Daphne, I'm excited.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you.